Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Tina Ritchie.
Well, thank you, Tina. Thank you very much, John. That was the news and sport. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and this is the show where you can call Jamie all day in the office because we give out the number of his direct line, the phone that's on his desk. And yesterday, once again, boy, was that phone ringing. That's the kind of calls he's getting. All day he gets those calls. All day. So that's Mission Impossible. Today we're finding songs that rhyme with the songs we're playing. And 1 hour, 15 minutes into the show, we've been beaten three times. I can feel a fourth coming on. Has anybody got a rhyme for Mission Impossible?
Well, it does say on the running order, Mission Impossible theme.
No, I'm sorry, John.
We had this discussion
while you're out of the room.
Yeah. Thanks.
So do you have a Mission Impossible theme, Ryan?
Mission Impossible.
No, is it a no?
No.
Dan?
No, sorry.
Listeners!
Help!
Listeners! No, they haven't got one either.
Wonderful music, a talented job. Monday to Friday from 6:30 to 9 o'clock.
Today's Closet Classic comes from Flock of Seagulls and Wishing. Dan chose this one because he used to have hair that looked like theirs did. Somebody's on the phone very quickly. Spencer Simmons from Cardiff. Spencer, who are you going to support in the European 96 Championships?
I'm supporting Scotland.
I heard it was anyone but England.
Damn right.
Okay.
And for I spent 2 years living in London.
Okay, and you hate us?
Hey?
Do you hate us?
No, I don't hate the English, but
it's not the way that you smile.
And that's why I cooked potato boulangerie last night.
Right.
They were just boulangerie. Anyway, Stevie Smith's to potatoes boulangerie. Very simple, all you got to do is take a casserole dish or a deep baking tray, you butter it quite an awful lot, generously, yeah. Butter generously around the sides, then you take a layer of very thinly sliced potatoes, sprinkle a layer of onions on top of that, then salt and pepper, okay? And then you repeat that for as many layers as your dish will handle, right? Then on top of that, you pour 150 millilitres, which is about a third of a TFI Friday mug full. By the way, still available. The only reason I'm doing this recipe is to get that mention in, actually, of TFI Friday mugs. A third of a TFI Friday mug of stock, and then a half TFI Friday mug of milk. And you pour all that on top, right? And then you point it with butter, just dab butter all over. Put it in the oven, preheated oven on gas mark 5 or 6. 45 minutes later, you have potato boulangerie.
All right.
Okay, and that's what we had last night.
Washed down with?
Washed down with some wine.
Excellent.
When I say some wine, I mean a case of wine.
Excellent.
Between two of us. That's 12 bottles.
Out of a TFI Friday mug?
No. Oh. TFI Friday wine glass available soon.
More. New music.
New songs on Radio 1 from Octopus. Bizarre Inc.
What a surprise. What a surprise.
And the Divine Comedy. More new music than any other station. Guaranteed. Radio 1. The UK's new music. First.
Thank you very much indeed, trailer people from Radio 1. But now, just before news of the Grand Prix, the London European Ginger Grand Prix, which is going to happen tomorrow morning for the first time ever. Not the Grand Prix itself, but one tour of the course with all the cars. Here's Tina with some other travel news.
The A12, Suffolk, a car has hit the central barrier between Ipswich and Colchester. The road's blocked while it's being taken away and there are long delays. The West Midlands, one lane's closed Wolverhampton bound on the A4123 by the Black Country Museum in Dudley. There are delays there. The M25 Surrey, clockwise junction 6 to 8 is very slow. The A53 Staffordshire, it's partly closed in Cobridge. And the A74 South Lanarkshire, there's an overturned car north of Beatock. It's partially blocked southbound. That's it. There's more in half an hour.
Tina, once again, just tell the country, for people who've just tuned in, what you're doing tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing tomorrow morning?
I'm driving the pace car.
Tina will be driving the pace car. We're going to do one tour of the European Grand Prix circuit that we designed yesterday on this show. Holly went round it yesterday on her scooter, and she reckons it's 3.9 miles long?
4.6.
But
it's either miles or kilometres.
But that could be kilometres, because you're not sure how your bike works. Yeah. All right, then. If you have just tuned in, here's Tina from earlier on.
Baby, it's Tina. Listen, I can't work out the specifications of my car. I can't read the bloody manual properly. It's all full of numbers I don't understand. It's 1.9, it's green and it goes very fast.
Tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on the mile, we'll drive the pace car. We're all going to drive different vehicles. We'll tell you what the vehicles are at 10 past 8, and also how we're going to decide our positions on the grid at 10 past 8. And there's no clouds. The biggest song in the history of the world. That's going to be bigger than White Christmas by Bing Crosby. OK, right, what's going on now? Well, just before the news, we have to get on with... Legend Mug News. Yes, it's small news about the TFI Friday mugs. Available now, £35 plus postal packing. Right, you know the score now. On Thursday, 2 weeks on Thursday, we're going to smash the remaining mugs. We had 1,000 made, so your mug will be totally exclusive. However, don't please forget that we are totally ripping you off when you buy them. They cost 50p to make. They're £35 plus post and packing, but they are very exclusive. They're so exclusive, I haven't even got one. It's a Christoph Lumley pie, but then again, I haven't got a Manic Street Preachers album, and we got sent 10 of those for free. It's a Christoph Lumley pie, Radio 1 Breakfast Show. This is a Facts About Mug News. Dear Chris, I'm writing as I want a mug. There is a but, though. I do not have £35. Well, in that case, this lady can't have a mug, can she?
No, no.
Because we've been offered fantastic bribes for these mugs, but so far we haven't succumbed to any of them. However, this really tests me. This is from a lady called Katie, and she comes from Shaw Road in London, just round the corner, so it's not far away, and you'll see how much more important that is as far as the tempting stakes are concerned. She says, instead of paying you cash, I'll let you use me as your slave for the day. I think this is a very good exchange. I get a mug, you get me. I will do anything you want to. What?
No,
I'll pay the £35 for the mug, bro.
No, we've got to stick with it.
All right, okay. Okay, but I'm not throwing this piece of paper away, because we might need it one day. If we want to do a feature on slaves. Yeah, maybe. All right. For which, by the way, we pay £35 a day for filming. Plus post and packing of your wage slip. Oh, no. Is it definite, no?
It's a no.
Okay, Irish, no. All right, okay, just money. Okay, another fact on Mug News. To Christoph, Holly, Dan, Johnny Boy, Jamie, Student. Justin, you don't get a mention. I'm sorry. Can you stop mentioning Justin again? He's getting very worried. A message. This comes from David Holmes from Copyright Barnstable, North Devon. I am sat here in my shop at 8:15, bored stupid. So, I thought I would work the following markup out on your TFI Friday mugs and soon your TFI Friday t-shirts. TFI Friday mug. Cost to make 50p, selling price £35, markup 6,900%. It's not enough. TFI Friday t-shirts. Cost to make 99p, selling price £70, markup 6,971%. Well, it's getting better. Here's the final bit of mug news for today. This is Tuesday, June 4, 1996. Mug update. We have now sold a total of 121 mugs at a cost of £4,235 and a total profit of £3,735. 40 cheques have been cleared, a total of £1,400 in the bank, paying for the making of the mugs and already giving us a £900 actual profit of cash. The top three areas for mug sales are 3, West Yorkshire, 2, Derbyshire, number 1, Nottinghamshire. That was mug news. Here's the proper news now with Tina.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
The Euro 96 clampdown continues. Dry and sunny today, although there'll be some showers in the northwest, which will turn to rain later. Warmer than yesterday, top temperature 70 Fahrenheit, 21 Celsius. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Tina Ritchie.
Thanks, Teen. Thanks, John. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Radio 1 here again. This morning we're bringing you songs that rhyme with the songs that we're playing. So far, we've been beaten by four songs. I'll tell you what those are later. But the last two songs we played were Flock of Seagulls Wishing and The Long Pig She Said. Do we have a song that rhymes with Wishing by Flock of Seagulls? Danny Boy.
Gone Fishing, Dean Martin.
Oh, hi, Danny Boy. Hot Lips, do we have a song that rhymes with Long Pig She Said?
Gene for the Dead.
Oh,
hey, how we go?
Johnny Boy, would you like to add to those?
What did Dan say, Gone Fishing?
Yes.
Yeah, I said that.
By Dean Martin.
Let's Go to Bed, Was Not Was.
Or The Cure.
Or The Cure, exactly.
Thank you very much.
And the A40 Oxfordshire, there are lane closures westbound on the eastern edge of Oxford. There are long delays. That's it, more travelling. Have a nap.
Well, thank you very much, Tina. And Tina, tomorrow morning, will be driving the pace car, her Peugeot 205, on the first ever lap of the London European Grand Prix circuit that we made up yesterday. It may be too long. If so, we'll shorten it. If it's too fast, we'll shorten it for safety reasons. Tomorrow, we find out how good that lap is. OK, the course, start London, the Mall, heading southwest towards Buckingham Palace, rounding the Queen Victoria Memorial, then west on Constitution Hill, to Hyde Park Corner, the third main exit, onto Park Lane, down Park Lane to Marble Arch, back round, up towards Hyde Park Corner once again, turn left, go towards Piccadilly, past the Ritz, past the Hard Rock Cafe, past Harvey Nicks, Holly, no shopping, Piccadilly Circus, round Eros, natural chicane, right into Haymarket to the end, and left onto Pall Mall and Crown Square, taking fifth exit under Admiralty Arch to finish back in the Mall, where the grid is. The cars, Tina, Peugeot 205, 1.9 GTI, green convertible, pace car, Christophe Lumley Pie, that's me. Bentley Brooklands, cost £103,000, engine capacity 6,750 cc litres. Top speed 133 miles an hour. Well, I've had it past. Johnny Boy, Aston Martin DB7, cost £80,000, engine capacity 3,200 cc, straight six supercharged 24 valve engine. Run out of music, but it doesn't matter, it's still exciting. Holly Hotloops, Ferrari F40, cost, who knows? Engine capacity 2,936 cc. Holly, we really have got Holly a Ferrari, this is unbelievable. Dan the Soundman, Ducati Monster Motorcycle, his own, don't care if he crashes, he'll have to pay for it. Engine capacity 600 cc, air cool L-twin Desmodromic engine, 0-60 top speed, 0-60 nothing. Okay. Yes. Top speed 120 miles per hour. By the way, I've just seen the brake horsepower of Holly's Ferrari to be 478 brake horsepower.
No.
Yeah, John's is 335. Mine is not available at the moment. Jamie the student, he's riding the Typhoon moped, cost £1,200, engine capacity 50cc, 3.9 brake horsepower. Air cooled by his own hair. Top speed 50 miles an hour. I don't think so. Justin the T-Boy, Smokestone Hot Chili Mountain Bike. Cost £3,500. Is this right?
Yeah.
Blimmin' heck, you're going on a mountain bike. 24-speed Shimano Exis, 705 series tubing, Spengel wheels, front rock shock duties. Wow. Kelly the Toast. Kelly, baby, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly's rollerblades is what she's going on. Kelly's going on her rollerblades. All right, that's it. That's what we're doing tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. If you want to join us, join us, but don't get in the way.
It happens in the morning and I can't quite put my finger on it, but I want you to know. I wake up with you by my side, can't live without you, though I've tried. Chris, the sexy breakfast show.
Now for the Sticky Tongues today, you can either have E17 and sexy Brian Harvey or Brian Ferry. Oh, it was a close call, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
Stick your tongue in.
Today's Stick Your Tongue in Brian Ferry and Slave's Love. So, a song that rhymes with all the songs we're playing. Kelly, from the back of the room. Kel, what have you got for us?
Hand in glove, Sandy
Shaw and the Smiths. Thank you very much. Hand in glove, Sandy Shaw and the Smiths. It was also actually done by Sandy Shaw. On her own. She was her song.
Oh, originally, yeah, sorry.
Isn't it great that the young generation think that Hand in Glove was done originally by Sandy Shaw and the Smiths? Okay, Dan, did you have one for that?
I don't.
Oh, what a surprise.
Okay, Holly, have you got one?
No, I don't.
John, you've got one, haven't you?
Madness, Wings of a Dove.
Say, easy, easy. Johnny Boy's there. I'm going. I've been busy doing other things. In today's papers, Luciano Pavarotti from today's Daily Mail has been told to shed 8 stone. Doctors have said it's the only way to cure his long-standing breathing problem. We should sit down. Luciano Pavarotti has got his doctors worried as he's now reached 25.
24 Stone says today's Daily Mirror. He now has breathing problems, which is affecting his singing. It's quite bizarre that they're worried about his singing. What about his life?
Yeah.
What about the fact he might die?
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up between 8:30 and 9, is there any more to go? Have we got anything else to entertain you with? Of course! We've got a pile of stuff over here. We've got a pile of stuff over here. And we've got a pile of stuff over here. I'm going to pick the pile in the middle, which is this pile.
Yeah.
And this pile is all about how we get the positions on the grid tomorrow morning.
Yeah!
We have to qualify for pole position, and we're going to qualify by running round the building with Dan's roving mic. We've all got to do a lap each, and whoever gets the fastest lap gets on pole tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah.
I personally think Kelly, with her rollerblades, should be allowed pole.
Yeah.
But there's a good chance that she might be at the back, because we're very unfair.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to qualify for our positions on the grid between now and 9 o'clock on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, we think for you, we create for you, and now we sweat for you. Not the pleasantest of the three. It's time for News and Sport with Tina and John.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Police swoop on suspected Euro 96 troublemakers. Warm and dry today with some sun. The northwest, some showers, getting heavier later. Top temperature 21 Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Tina Ritchie.
Thanks, Tina. Thank you very much, John. Coming up very soon, we're going to be flying around the building with Dan's roving mic, trying to attain pole position for tomorrow's first ever lap of the circuit, the Ginger European London Grand Prix circuit that we came up with in our sleep yesterday, because we're a bit bored. Now we have some information from the newspapers. Daily Express says scientists have discovered that a 330 million year old fossil, which has been in the Natural History Museum for 100 years, is the world's oldest brain. The brain belonged to a sturgeon. How do they know that it's a brain, and how do they know it belonged to a sturgeon? It's 330 million years old. It wasn't a brain sturgeon, John. Were you about to say it was a brain sturgeon?
Yes.
What a surprise. By the way, did anybody see last night, 9 o'clock, I think it was on Channel 4, Astronauts, did you see it?
Oh, no!
It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. The first time NASA have ever allowed cameras to film the actual making of Astronauts. They follow a team of seven, from the day they arrive at NASA, all the way through their training until they take flight. And it's three programs, so if you missed it, you've still got two more to watch. It was just amazing. And they're given a jet each, one of these really fast fighter jets each, to go to work in every day. And they treat them, quote-unquote, as their own personal sports cars.
Wow.
Because they're based in Houston, right?
Yeah.
But the launch pads are in Cape Canaveral,
right,
which is 800 miles away, and they travel 800 miles to work every day in their jets. And the reason they do this is psychologically to be in the planes every day. It takes them an hour to get to work and an hour back for 800 miles. And also, every day, they fly over the two space shuttle launch pads twice, which so they see their space shuttle every day for a year. It's the most amazing program. On to other amazing things, ladies and gentlemen. In today's Daily Express, Keanu Reeves has finally admitted that he's Vic's brother. We've got to go and play some more music now.
Guys, but I want you to hear me out.
I can't believe what people are saying here in the studio. After I finished that, I read out the qualifying times. Yeah, people I just came over and said, God, Chris, you sounded so out of breath. Well, hang on a minute. When Liv Christie finishes his 100 metres, he's quite out of breath as well, isn't he?
No, he's
yeah.
not.
And I went faster than Linford, and I have to say, aesthetically, was as pleasing, if not more so. John, no wonder it took you a while. Anyway, look, all morning this morning, we've been rhyming songs with the songs we're playing. And you heard House of Pain's Jump Around. Do we have a rhyme for that, anyone?
Oh no.
What about Higher Ground?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
Stevie Wonder.
Wasn't that Higher Love?
No. Stevie Winwood was Higher Ground.
Wasn't that Higher Love?
No. That was Stevie Winwood. Okay. Higher Ground was Stevie Wonder.
Lost and Found? Meet Me at the Lost and Found? Who's that? Who was Meet Me at the Lost and Found?
No.
Wasn't it the Eagles or someone like that?
Is that the lyric?
Okay, I don't know. Or Wired for Sound, my favourite.
Yeah,
Cliff Richard. Okay, finally,
That was Smashing Pumpkins and Tonight.
All right, Supergrass.
Oh, yeah. Dan's finally got one.
At the end of the show.
Okay, well, Simon was a marshal on our course then.
I didn't have any straw bales. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Don't worry about that. You're not to blame. But I believe the closest anybody came to spontaneously combusting was Jamie, stopped halfway around for a Marlboro Light. Because he's that fit.
And now, the rhyming thing can continue just for the first struggle, because I think it's completely impossible. Who would you say is the best of all your folk there for rhyming? Well, John with his encyclopedic knowledge?
Well, Johnny or me. And I'm not blowing me on trumpet, but you asked for a straight answer. There you go. Right. Definitely not Dan is the answer.
Right, okay, well, this is it. You've got 10 seconds. Electric Avenue, Eddie Grant. Electric Avenue.
Oh, no. Boy named Sue. Boy called Sue. Johnny Cash.
Holy my shoe.
That'll do.
Aircheckdownloads.com.